So this past Shabbos is Parshas Vayechi. So in Parshas Vayechi, we have the Parsha of Yaakov benching the children of Yosef. And the Pasuk says, Yosef is Shneim, it's Ephraim b'Yiminoi, Mismoil Yisrael. Yosef took the two of them, Ephraim in his right, to the left of Yaakov, because Menashe v'Smoil b'Yimin Yisrael, and Menashe on Yosef's left, that was on the right of Yisrael, v'Yagei Shelov, and he brought them close to Yaakov. V'Yishlach Yisrael is Yiminoi, Yisrael sent to his right hand, v'Yoshas l'Reish Ephraim, and he put it on Ephraim's head, who at Soyer, and he is the young one. V'yasmoiloi al-resh Menashe, and his left, he put on Menashe's head. Sike l'zyodov, he switched around his hands, ki Menashe ha-b'choyer, because Menashe was the firstborn. And then he went ahead and gave the bracha. So the pasuk says, "Vayar Yosef saw ki Yoshis aviv yad yimina al reish Ephraim, that his father put his hand, his right hand, on Ephraim's head. Vayera be'enov, and it was bad in Yosef's eyes. Vayismach yad aviv lahosir oisam al reish Ephraim, so he tried removing his father's hand to take it off of Ephraim's head, al reish Menashe, and to put it on Menashe's head." So Yosef said to his father, "Loichein avi, not so, my father. Kizeh habuchayr. Menashe is the firstborn. Sim yamin chal roishay. Put your right on his head." Vayimoyin aviv, and his father refused. Vayimoyin, he said, "Yodati v'ni yodati. I know, my son, I know. Gam hu yi yala'am, he will also be a nation. Gam hu yigdal, he will also be great. Ulam, however, Achiv Akotain, his young brother, Yigdal Mimeno, will be greater than he. Zarayim Leagoyim, and his descendants will fill the nations." So this parsha needs a lot of understanding. If, first of all, if Yaakov Avinu felt that Ephraim deserves the right, then why didn't he just switch them around and put Ephraim on his right and Menashe on his left instead of switching around his hands? And the pasuk says, "Sike les yadav," he switched around his hands, "ki Menashe b'chor," because Menashe is the firstborn. Quite the contrary, that's the reason why not to switch around the hands. What is the pasuk saying? And then, you know, obviously Yaakov had a reason why he was doing this. You know, people don't usually switch their hands around. So why was Yosef, how could Yosef have assumed that his father was making a mistake? It was obviously intentional. In the Medrash, on the Pasuk, "Yodati v'ni yodati," when Yaakov said to Yosef, "I know, my son, I know," there's a very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says, "Yodati ma'aseh Reuven u'Bila," I know the story of Reuven and Bila. "Yodati ma'aseh Yehuda v'Tamar," I know the story of Yehuda and Tamar. In the Psikta adds the following, that Yaakov said to Yosef, "Ma'ata sover, what do you think? Mipnei she'yisi she'alcha b'chol yoyim ma'asu b'chol achecha. Do you think that just because I used to ask you every day, what did your brothers do to you, and you didn't want to tell me, you think I didn't know what they did to you? Yodati b'ni yodati. I know, my son, I know." So the Medrash is telling us that when Yaakov said to Yosef, "Yodati b'ni yodati," I know, my son, I know, he was telling him, I know what Reuven did with Bila. I know what Yehuda did with Tamar. And I also know that your brother sold you. That's what Yodati v'ni Yodati means. And we need to understand what connection does that have to do with with his putting his right hand on Ephraim's head. Yosef tries to remove his hand, and Yaakov says, Yodati v'ni Yodati. I know the story of Reuben and Bila. I know the story of Yehuda and Tamar. I know your brothers sold you. What's the connection? At the end of the parasha, after Yaakov Avinu dies, the brothers are concerned that Yosef will now take revenge. So they tell Yosef, they ask Yosef for forgiveness. They say, "V'ato sonop the pesha avdei alekei avicha," and now forgive the sin of the servants of the God of your father. It's a very interesting way of putting it. Why, out of all things they could have considered themselves, why do they call themselves avdei alekei avicha? The servants of the God of your father. So, I'd like to suggest the following. I'd like to suggest that Menashe represents the Tzadik Gomer, the fully righteous person. And that's why Menashe is called the Bechor. A Bechor is Kodesh Merechem. A Bechor is holy from the womb. That's what Menashe represents. Menashe represents the Tzaddik. Someone who's totally and absolutely righteous. Ephraim, on the other hand, if you look throughout Nach, Ephraim represents the wayward Jew. And that is due to the fact that the Malchus Yisrael came out of Shevet Ephraim, which included all of the wicked kings, and Yeravam ben Nevat, and so on and so forth. So Ephraim, throughout Nach, took on a new definition throughout Nach, and Ephraim means Jewish people that have gone wayward, the wayward Jew. That's why the Navi Yirmiyah, when he wants to talk about the love of the Rabbeinu Shlalom, even to the wayward Jew, Yirmiyah says, "Haben Yaker li Ephraim." The Ephraim is my precious son. Im yelad shashuim, my delightful child. The more I talk about him, I remember him more and more. Al kein hamu mei loy, my most inner self yearns to him. Rachim arachmenu nuum Hashem, I will definitely have pity on him. This is the Rabbeinu Shlalom talking about the wayward Jew. That even the wayward Jew is so favorable and so precious, so delightful to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. That the Rabbeinu Shlalom's inner self, kivyachol, yearns to this wayward son. This is what Ephraim represents. Ephraim represents the wayward Jew. Yosef HaTzadik was a tzadik. Yosef was a tzadik gomer. Yosef never committed any avera. He never, he withstood the Nisayon. He was able to withstand the Nisayon with Eshes Potiphar. Hold on one second. Come here, it's Chevi. Yeah. She doesn't have it? Here.
1 minute.
You know what? Tell her to hang up, I'll connect her. Hold on one second. So Yosef HaTzadik was a tzadik gomer. He withstood the Nisayim of the Eishes Potiphar. He never sold his brothers. So Yosef believed that Menashe, who is the tzadik, should be on the right. And Ephraim, that represents the wayward Jew, should be on the left, because the right represents importance. Yaakov agreed with Yosef that the tzaddik deserves more importance. However, what Yaakov demonstrated by switching his hands and reaching over with his right to place his hand on Ephraim's head was that it is necessary for one to extend the yamin mikareves, to extend the embracing right to the wayward Jew. More important than embracing the tzaddik, it is more important to embrace the wayward Jew. Yosef didn't understand what Yaakov was doing, and he felt that it was an offense to the tzaddik, to Menashe, that Yaakov is placing his right on the head of Ephraim that represents the wayward Jew. So Yosef tried removing his hand, Yaakov's hand, from Ephraim's head. And he says to his father, Loichenovi, this is not right. Place your hand on Menashe's head, ki hu abachor, he is the tzaddik. But Yaakov didn't change the position of the children, because Yaakov agreed with Yosef that Menashe belongs on the right, that the position of Menashe is in the more important place, because he is the tzaddik. All Yaakov was demonstrating was that the yamin mikareves, the right hand, needs to embrace the wayward Jew as well. So when Yosef tried removing Yaakov's hand, Yaakov said to his son, Yodati bini Yodati. I know, my son, I know. Yodati, I know the story of Reuven and Bila, as the Medrash says. I know the story of Yehuda and Tamar. I know that what your brothers did to you. And although you might be a tzaddik gomer, and you might not feel the necessity of embracing the wayward Jew, I have to tell you that since I have experience with those who have done things wrong, I need to tell you that if I would have placed my left and pushed them away, I would have lost them. As the Chazal say, that Chazal asked, why did Yaakov wait until his deathbed to rebuke Reuven for what he did? Chazal say, because Yaakov was concerned that if he would have rebuked Reuven at the time, that Reuven would have gone away and connected to Esav. So what Yaakov was saying to Yosef was, Yodati bini Yodati, since I know all of these stories, I have experience with wayward children. I know that the small doiche doesn't work with them. Pushing them away doesn't work. Quite the contrary. It has the opposite effect. And therefore, it's necessary to extend the yamin mikareves and embrace the wayward Jew. So Yaakov, in essence, was teaching Yosef the lesson of HaBein Yaakov Li Ephraim. That despite the fact that Ephraim represents the wayward Jew, how precious that child is to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Alken Rachem HaRachmenu Ne'um HaShem, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, I will embrace the wayward Jew. I will embrace Ephraim. And this is why Yaakov said to Yosef, when he told him, Yodati b'ni Yodati, he said to him, Gam hu yelam, gam hu yigdal. You're right, Menashe is a tzaddik, and he will be very great. V'ulam achiv akotin yigdal mimenu. If you just extend the Yamin Makarevis to the Ephraims of the world, if you extend the Yamin Makarevis to the wayward Jew, they have potential to become greater than Ephraim, to become greater than Menashe. Because Memakim Shebali Tshuva, Oim Dim Ein Tzadikim Gimudi Mechodom Lamed. In a place where Bali Tshuva can rise to greater heights than a Tzadik Gomer. So Achiv Akotin Yigdal Mimeno, the younger brother, the Ephraims of the world have the potential to become greater than the Menashe. And I believe that this is what the brothers said to Yosef when they were asking for forgiveness. When they were asking, after Yaakov passed away, when the brothers were asking Yosef for forgiveness, they said, Sona lepesha avde elekei avicha. Forgive the sin of the servants of the God of your father. As I mentioned, that's a very interesting lashon. So perhaps elekei, the word elekei, aleph lamed hey yud, is a Rosh HaTevis, it's an acronym for Habein Yaakov Li Ephraim. And they were telling Yosef, we are Avde Elekei Avicha, we are the Habein Yaakov Li Ephraim that your father was talking about. And all we're asking is for you to extend your Yamin Makarevis and place it on our head, instead of pushing us away with the small doicha. So I believe that there's a very the message of Yaakov Avinu is obviously a very, very important message of how we need to extend our Yamin Makarevis to the Ephraims of the world. And in essence, every Jew has some Ephraim within themselves, that the part of them that needs the Yamin Makarevis to embrace them and bring them closer. Lord Eibush to help in the schus of extending our Yamin Makarevis to every Yid, and specifically to the Ephraims of the world, will be zeichet that the Rabbeinu Shlomo will extend his right and embrace us. As the Rabbeinu Shlomo says, Habein Yaakov Li Ephraim, Rachem HaRachmenu Ne'um Hashem, Hashem says, He'll have compassion on us and redeem us, Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehera B'yameinu Amen.